car's open. Let's go.
That's McCullough, Jonathan Cornell.
One. Give me a hand, Mac.
That's Duke Collider. Two.
Wait for me, son. I'm coming.
That's Jax Waco. Three. For adventure.
Rocking and a rambling and a rolling, loping through the night on a cattle car on a fast break, bucking and bumping in a boxcar. And it's dark in here and it's hot in here and I don't care. Frying and flying. I wished I wasn't all the time homesick. Texas, hot and dull. Oil fields and cotton fields, northers and cyclones, prairie dogs and mesquite bushes, cattle and coyotes and copperheads. Beautiful women. Blue bonnets and mockingbirds and sunsets and beautiful women. And blue skies.
Why don't you shut up?
There are beautiful women in New Orleans, Jack.
Of course. And I figure if a fella from Texas is lonesome enough, he ought to do right good with them New Orleans tomatoes. How are you working up to it?
Jax, you kill me. Always carrying books home from school for some babe with high-heel shoes and a low-cut frock.
Yeah, lucky, ain't it? Looks to me, though, that folks who lives in glass houses oughtn't go around throwing rocks to get you.
You're a sweet and subtle Texas man, ain't you, Jax? Now, what do you mean by that?
All right, boys, all right.
Well,
go on, get some rest. We may need it.
Mac?
Yeah?
Not that I mind, you understand. But all my life I've been riding trains in the dark. Subways, boxcars, always in the dark. Why don't we take a Pullman? We got the dough.
Because I want us to get into New Orleans without anyone knowing we're there.
Yeah, Mac, why don't you brief us, son? We don't do nothing except that this is the wrong time of the year to go looking for a mite of grass.
Yeah. What are we after this time, Mac?
Opal. Black opal. Heart shape. Framed in rubies, worth about $40,000.
Mm-hmm. Stolen?
Yeah. Pigeon. Carrier pigeon took it away.
Hey, Mac.
Hmm?
You feel good?
Yeah, I feel fine.
Well, how are we going to catch a pigeon that's done lit somewhere?
That's a problem, isn't it? This black opal once belonged to a Mayan princess. It was a gift of the Republic of Honduras to Nehru of India. The supposedly secret messenger stopped off in New Orleans on his way to New Delhi. There he was threatened with death unless he followed instructions. A carrier pigeon was delivered to him by express. He was told to put the opal in a little harness the pigeon wore, then to turn the bird loose.
Well, I'll be darned. What did he do it?
Well, he was too frightened not to.
Just tossed the little pigeon into the air and watched it fly away with his opal, huh?
That's right, Duke. That was a week ago. Honduras didn't want any publicity, so the legation wired me to see what we could do. They remembered the job we did for them there. So here we are.
Mm-hmm. Black opal and black-eyed women, hot and dull. Fly, train, fly.
Jax, wake up. We're here.
I was just dreaming about a black-eyed gal named Opal.
Slide the door open, Duke. Oh. I don't want to take any chances. Let's get off while the train's still moving.
Okay.
All right, come on.
Jumping and we're asleep.
Yeah, we're
well.
Yeah, nobody saw us. Let's cut right through here.
Right.
Oh, that was pretty slick, Mac. Us coming into town on a freight train. Ain't nobody gonna know we're here.
Won't, huh? Come on, let's move.
You idiot. Never mind your gun. Come on, follow me.
Well, they're shooting at us, ain't they?
Come on, you fathead. Step on it.
Three for Adventure, starring Elliot Lewis as Mac, Barton Yarborough as Jax, and Jack Webb as Duke.
tonight's adventure, the story of Roundhouse Rosie and the Siamese Cats.
There! Right there! Duck behind that tool shed!
All right, come on!
There. All right, now, still for a moment.
Yeah. It's okay. Nobody's coming.
Now, who you reckon done that shooting? And how did they know we was here?
The slings and arrows of outrageous fortune.
Slings? Them was bullets, son.
Ah, never mind, Jase. Gentlemen, welcome to New Orleans.
Oh, yeah.
Duke, who'd want this black opal so much he'd commit murder for it? Any ideas?
Yeah. Whose hobby is pigeons and whose profession is jewel robbery? I learned the answer to that one in night school.
That's right, the gypsy.
Mm-hmm.
He's here, that's why we're here. All right, Duke, you know anyone?
I know a dame.
You're the knowingest man that I know.
She's a Chinese-Spanish bay with headquarters in a waterfront hotel near the Toulouse Street Wharf.
Yeah.
At least she used to be there.
Well, let's go. Fort Chinese and Fort Spanish. Lotus blossoms and chili con carne. Well, what are we waiting
for? All right, simmer down, Jax.
What?
Think she might know anything we could use, Duke? If she does, will she talk?
She'll talk.
I keep on saying let's go, so let's go, huh?
Yeah, the coast is clear. All right, come on.
Lucky yonder. They're loading coffee right off of a train onto a big old boat.
Up these stairs.
Oh, yeah. Well, just stick right close to me now, son. I'll take care of it.
Where are you going?
Well, didn't the man say up these stairs?
Oh, Jex, come off it, will you? You think this baby-faced Xi Ching Lopez is going to talk to a convention? Both of you are staying right here, outside.
Well, all right, but can't you say it nice? Ching your Xi for you.
All right, now look, Bonehead. If we all go up there
all
together,
right,
you know...
break it up.
Well, all right.
Guy's always getting in my hair.
Go ahead, Duke.
Okay. Now, if I'm not down in half an hour, you might look in on room 214, huh?
If I have to come get you, I'm going to bust your britches with a board.
Jax.
I'm hungry, Mac.
Still dark. Same old place. Here we are. Wait, come on, come on, come on.
What do you want?
Open up.
Duke Collider. Xi Ching's eyes are very happy.
Yeah, they're real pretty that way. You talk, and we'll keep them happy, huh?
Oh, masterful. Very pleasant. Oh, you come see me. Duke has missionaries interesting to Xi Ching?
Still wearing the little bells, aren't you?
You remember?
What do you know about carrier pigeons?
Oh, clever, was it not? It makes Xi Ching ashamed.
Made you ashamed? Why?
Because I don't think of it. The black opal would be like dark fire on Xi Ching's throat. Are you think?
Yeah, I think. Look, baby, I'm in a hurry. We want that rock.
To maybe pull on other girl's throat?
You want to stall? You think that's smart?
No, I don't know what to stall. Well, last time Xi Ching see you, he ran away. Duke, you know what means my name, Xi Ching. It means a book of poetry. You not want to read poem?
I read a poem once. Now just start talking. Anytime now. Look, have I got to remind you of that business you got mixed up in with Rosie? Do I have to tell you what I can do to you?
No, Duke, you would not want to, would you?
Where's the gypsy?
You ask much from Xi Ching. Gypsy on his main wishes.
Yeah. You know what he is. Why protect him? Where is he?
Xi Ching like you too.
Oh, yeah.
Like you too much. Xi Ching cannot speak one little word. Are you understand?
Yeah.
No one little word. We same subject now.
All right. What do we talk about?
It's very similar to you mentioned Rosie.
Oh, I get it. You're nice. And you're safe. Good night, Jane.
This time, you don't run away. You come back to the kitchen?
Yeah, but don't wait up, huh? Well, that's it, huh?
I still remember one called Finder.
Finder Lucas?
Yes. He worked with Rosie that time also.
Yeah, with you and Rosie, I remember.
He have a dragon night spot. Go there for a night cup, you know?
You're okay, little one. I might be back here at that.
Sitting have not said one word.
I don't even know your name. I don't even believe you exist.
You come back, Duke?
Yeah. But don't get dusty on a shelf. Night sheet, Jane. Book of poetry. Pencil.
Yeah, here you are.
All right. Big broken-down frame house. About 1105 Felicity Road. Now, meet me there in half an hour. Ring the bell 3 times. Ask for Rosie. You got it?
Rosie?
Yeah. Roundhouse Rosie. Now, beat it.
Driver?
Yeah?
I'm not sure of the exact address. Just let us off when you get to the 1100 block on Felicity Road.
Oh, yeah, sure. Say, you're McCullough Jonathan Cornell, aren't you?
Yes.
Yeah, that's what I thought. Never forget a face. Had your lecture once down at the university. Very firm grasp of the subject. Very fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, I got a college-type wife. She all the time wants to go to a picture show. Me, I like lectures. It's an escape from unreality, like chasing a black opal. Cigarette?
Thanks.
Light?
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
You got yourself a mighty nosy taxi cab, ain't you, Fort?
Yeah. You know, that black opal's worth about 40 grand. Your cut will be about 3%. That's $1,200. 40% off for inflation brings it down to about 720 bucks. Could be worse. You shall buy a junk of joy, Mr. Waco.
Hey, who are you...
Well...
You're a very well-informed man, Mr.
James.
Mr. James?
Yeah, but don't let it worry you, Mr. Cornell. I'm merely an observer of the passing show. I indulge in other people's business in a purely objective, scientific manner. Here we are.
Mm-hmm. How much we owe you?
Oh, no. It's on the house, Mr. Cornell. I heard your lecture on a pass, so call it even, huh? Watch out for Rosie. They haven't told her yet about you and Beans. So long. Good luck.
Well, I'm a suck-egg meal. Does everybody in New Orleans know what we after? How you figure a fella like that? Is he on a level, man?
I don't know. I think maybe he is. People like that make me realize I wasn't wrong to stop living under glass.
Why, of course you... Huh?
Nothing, never mind. Anyway, we'll have to take our chances.
Well, I just hope you're right. That's all I hope. Nosy, wasn't it?
Well, that must be the house right in front of us.
Busted down, dark old neighborhood. Busted down, frame building.
Felicity Road. Well, here we go.
I'm kind of hungry.
Here we are.
Where's... Oh, here's the bell.
3 times.
Yeah, got it. Fine place to live in, huh?
Morbid. Foreboding, almost.
Ain't enough light around here to light up a full-grown glitter bug.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no lights on inside, is it?
None we can see. It's too quiet. I don't like it.
You know who I expect to answer this doorbell?
Who?
I expect to see a blood-colored ghost yank his door open many minutes.
Why blood-colored?
I don't know. Just seems like a blood-colored ghost ought to open his door.
Blood-colored.
You got your gun. I forgot again. You don't carry one. Should I ought to mash on the doorbell some more?
No, let's wait. It's late, maybe. Wait a minute. Here comes someone.
All right. What you want?
Are you Miss Rosie?
Miss Rosie? Who are you looking for?
Well, I believe we would ask for...
Brown House Rosie. That's you, ain't it?
Could be.
Could be, is. You look like
Jax.
A... Well, she does.
Duke Kaleida said he'd meet us here.
Duke Kaleida. Why, he... Get inside.
You stay inside quite a lot, don't you, Rosa?
Right, boy. Smart. Who are you smart boys?
I'm a color Jonathan Cornell. This is Jex Waco.
Waco? You're kidding who?
Well, they didn't nobody baptize you Roundhouse, did they?
I wonder how you'd look with your tongue split.
Ooh, ain't we got us a hostess.
Jex.
Go in the parlor.
You're coming with us?
Be there in a minute. Go on in!
I wonder what that means.
Oh, probably just a little female detail, like tucking her pet copperheads to sleep. Man, ain't she a character?
Not so loud.
400 pounds of blubber and lard all dressed up my Mother Hubbard with butterflies on it. And did you get that jewelry she's wearing? Necklace, earrings, and bracelets, all made out of shit.
Now, look, Jex, you keep your mouth shut.
Uh-huh.
That woman's dangerous. Can't you see that?
Maybe so, son. Them little pig eyes. Well, so which, Mac? What you getting at?
Well, you're keeping needling her. She hates you already. Now, cut it out.
Oh, I would just hoorah on
her. She won't take it. Now, remember that. Go on, let's go in the parlor. We must be through those curtains.
No, got my foot and my big mouth already. Boy, here we are.
Wow. How's this for a study in bad taste?
Ooh-wee. Silver and gold paint all over everything. Oh, and looky on it.
What?
That divan or that Devonport.
Well, the chair? Especially made for Rosie, I imagine.
Why, that darn thing is 5 foot across. Man, what a fat
female.
Right,
be quiet. Wanted to hear you.
Oh, Mac, hey, look at them pictures on the wall. Ooh. Wouldn't they turn your grandma damper down?
Not my grandma.
Oh, I know this, and she used to dance in a funhouse on the Barbary Coast. Yeah, her name was...
Hey,
Well, holy cow. What was that?
It was a cat.
A cat? That streak of gray was a cat that's bigger than a possum.
It's a big Siamese cat. They can be trained to attack people.
Huh, just missed me, didn't you?
Oh, nice sidestep. It's gone now.
It's the biggest darn thing. Hey, Mac. Look.
What?
There. In the window. Look at that thing.
Oh. Rosie must go in for big Siamese cats.
But, Mac, look at its eye. Or where his eye was.
Yeah. Poor thing.
Oh, I don't like cats. Staring at us with one vacant eye, bow-legged, ugly old rat trap.
Yeah, he's a big fella, too. Here, kitty, kitty, kitty.
Mac, I would.
Here, kitty. See what you mean.
What you doing, black cat?
Rosie. Well, nothing. I was just being friendly.
Well, don't. Ain't friendly with nobody but me. Cyclops. Cyclops, come here. Yeah. Help, wait, wait. Will I sit down? Now, up there, honey. Now, where's the other one? Vima, come here.
It's amazing. They come to you when you whistle?
What? Up. Up, Vima. Up. There now. Settle down, honey.
Well, what do you know? Three of a kind.
Full of witty sayings. Ain't you, Texas man? If Duke's coming, why ain't he here? Coming in here. Insulting a girl in her own house.
A girl.
There you go, there you go.
Rosie, listen to me. He doesn't mean anything. He's just stupid sometimes. Just don't pay any attention to him.
Well, that's more like it.
He just doesn't understand that you're sensitive.
Oh, that's right. I am a sensitive girl.
Oh, boy. Of
course you are.
Mac, you're a nice boy. You're an awful nice boy.
Well, thank you, Miss Rosie.
You're all right. I could kind of go for you myself. He's laughing. He's laughing at me. Irma, Cyclops, Andale.
All right, Rosie, stop.
Oh, Duke, Cyclops, Irma. Find Mama now.
All right, much better.
I didn't know you was here.
Yeah, where did you come from, son?
I was a couple of gorillas prowling out front. I come in the back way.
But the back way's locked tighter than...
Oh, locks don't mean nothing to Duke. Why,
who's prowling out front, Duke?
I don't know, but I didn't like it. Sit down, Rosie. Let's talk. A long, heart-to-heart talk, huh? And you'll talk, won't you, doll baby?
Sure, Duke. Because I like you. I always liked you.
Still carrying a torch for me, huh, Rosie?
Oh, besides, I ain't forgetting nothing.
Well, don't. You see, Mac, Rosie was a bad girl once.
I see.
But I'm no tattletale. So she's on our side.
Oh, I always been for you, Duke. Remember the time when...
I'd rather talk about carrier pigeons, Rosie.
Pigeons? Why? I don't know nothing about pigeons.
Look, how'd you like me to shove that one-eyed cat down your fat throat?
Don't do nothing to my cat.
Then quit stalling, will you?
I don't know nothing. Not a thing. Sure enough.
You know the gypsy, don't you?
The gypsy?
Yes, the gypsy. Gyp the Dodge. Gypsy Hugan.
Oh, I know of him.
Now, look, fatso, I've been to Lucas. He ain't throwing me no curves. You know that. And you know where the gypsy is right this minute. Don't lie to me.
What makes you think I...
Lucas gets around, don't he?
That brindle-faced jerk.
Never mind all that either. He talks to me or else. Same as you. Now, come on. Spill it.
I don't know nothing.
Oh, yeah. You know something that seems like a real nice idea, Roundhouse?
What? What you gonna do? You ain't gonna...
How'd you like me to put out that cat's other eye?
No! Duke, no. You can't do that.
Wait a minute, Duke.
Mac, let me alone. There's just one...
Hold it.
All right.
Rosie, try to understand this. You know, that black opal's worth more than $40,000, a lot more that you can't count in dollars. But did you know that whoever wears that opal has the shadow of death on him? Its history's written in blood.
But the cats, it ain't their fault. They ain't done nothing.
We don't want to hurt the cats, or you either. Look at it this way. We're going to get the gypsy anyway, that's certain.
But you ain't got a thing on the gypsy, Mac.
Who else?
Oh, look, Blubbermeat, we
Jax.
Know... All right, I just wanted to tell this refugee from a sideshow that we know that the gypsy's profession is ransom notes and that his hobby is pigs.
He knows all that.
Well...
How about it, Rosie? Work with us this one time, it'll be better for you.
I don't know nothing.
Well, maybe Duke's right. You won't work with us, I suppose.
That. What was it, dude? Flashlight at the window. On and off, twice. I like you saw it, Rosie. Who is it?
Just my night watchman, Duke. That's all. Just my watchman.
Yeah? What do you think, Mac?
I imagine we can take care of things.
You want me to go get him?
I'll call him, if you want him. But you know something? I'm gonna help you boys out. Mac's right.
I hope you mean that, Rosie.
Oh, I do. I'll help you, Mac. I'll help all I can.
That's the ticket.
I'd like to do something nice for a fine young man like you.
I don't like this.
Oh, it ain't every day I get a chance to be a real nice, kind, thoughtful girl.
Watch it, guys.
So, you know, I'm changing over. I'm going to be a good, sweet girl. What are you waiting for? Now!
Now, Rosie?
What's this?
We're looking yonder. Man's got a gun on us.
Where'd you come from?
Where does it look like? That panel's a door for just such times as this. What were you waiting for?
Waiting for them to turn their backs all at the same time.
You know better than to pull a gag like this on me.
You know better than to put a gag like this on me. Jip!
Yeah, Rosie?
Where's Hunter and Kiddo Barnes?
Kiddo's in the hall and Hunter's, you know... Look it on.
All right, Rosie. Your deal.
You bet it's my deal.
Well, it sure is funny, ain't it?
Jack, shut up.
Shut up. Yeah, you shut up, all right. Kiddo Fonzo, shut him up. What is you?
Rosie, you wouldn't... That is, Barnes, we know about him, of course.
Well, of course we do. Law wants him bad. He kind of tortured somebody, didn't he? Law wants him.
Know something, this fella, huh? Know something.
We'll fix that. Got everything ready, Jeff.
Everything. You know me.
She does. She oughtn't to admit it.
Yeah, he's talking, Rosie. Talking. We don't like that, do we, Rosie?
No, we don't. You're going to get to know Gypsy and the cats real well, Texas man. Real well.
Well, it might be better knowing that kid old Barnes at that.
Think so?
Rosie, would you mind dropping this cat and mouse stuff?
I kind of would. Gyp's too smart for a boy scout like you, Mac. You were shattered from the minute they contacted you. And a friend of Gyp's was riding a boxcar behind you. You see what I mean?
And you've completely forgotten what Duke could have done to you but didn't.
Maybe he should have.
Well, if he's been right with you...
I don't know why I should tell you anything, Mac, except that you're such a beautiful man. This guy, Duke, now, he ain't said nothing. That's right, because he didn't know all about it. He don't know about that dead copper, for instance. He thought it was just running a little rum into a dry stick.
Anyway, he didn't talk.
But look, handsome, how could I know when he might find out the rest of it? How'd I know the law wasn't going to visit me any minute? How could I tell he ain't going to change his mind? Anyhow.
He didn't.
What do you think would happen if he got away from me now? I just told him about the dead cop, didn't I?
I see.
I've been worrying 3 years. And a hoosier bust right into my parlor tonight. But the laddie with the finger. So, he ain't never gonna get away from here. Not alive, he ain't.
That goes for Jex and me also?
I feel kind of bad about you. You're so pretty. But him, a Texas man. Want to hear something, Texas man?
Tell me anyhow.
See that one-eyed cat?
Ugly devil, ain't
it? Them claws of his gets thirsty. See what I mean? You're going to be sobbing like a little tiny boy pretty quick now.
You mean you're going to...
The kid always happier around my basement when he's got something to remember. You said you knew about him, didn't you?
Yes, we know.
Jip, he says he knows. Yeah, the boys are kind of three of a kind. You made a crack about three of a kind, didn't you, Texas man?
Rosie, why don't you hurry?
Duke Jex, remember that time in Shanghai? Underlay! Underlay!
Just one more little detail.
I just wanted to make sure about that kid O'Barnes. Now I'm all right.
Jex, you all want peace?
Oh, I'm as right as a fox on a cloudy morning, son. Wasn't that fun?
Where's Rosie? Oh.
And she's even uglier sleeping when she's awake.
Well, who? What happened?
It must have been an accident. I was aiming for the gypsy's ear.
Jex, you didn't hit a woman.
Well, like I say, it was an accident. I think. But, Mac, well, what I can't figure out is how come them cats sprung like that and give us a chance to start the fight?
Yeah, that was pretty smart, Mac.
What'd Mac do?
Well, don't you remember what Rosie said just before the cats lunged at you? When you were laughing at her?
On what?
She said, underlay. Those cats are trained to attack, and hers were taught to spring at that command, underlay.
Oh, just like you say, sick 'em to a dog?
That's right. She had such a deep voice, I whispered the command just as she...
Mac, Jex, look here.
What?
Look what I got here.
What? Well, of all things.
Well, I'll be darned.
There it is. The gypsy gave the opal to Rosie for safekeeping. There, see? The shell necklace she was wearing.
Uh-huh. Look here. Each little shell opens out like this, see? And here, in the big one.
Busted wide open during the fight.
The black opal. Oh, we found it.
Yeah, that's it. What? Hand it over, boys.
Well, if it ain't that nosy taxicab again, I had me a suspicion you'd show up around now.
Yeah, very little cultural activity tonight, so I thought I'd drop in. Give me the black opal collider.
You wouldn't want to pay what it'll cost.
Well, maybe I won't have to. Maybe I'll get it for free.
Give it to him, Duke.
Let him come and get it.
I said give it to him.
Mac, he's such a little thing. He'd be kind of like dessert.
All right, boys. I want you to meet Mr.
James.
Mr. James. Of the U.S. Secret Service.
What? Uh-huh. Glad to meet you, boys. Thanks a lot, Mr. Cornell. You boys saved me a lot of work. I appreciate that. You see, we couldn't do anything ourselves. We weren't supposed to know about it. Don't worry about your fee. That's none of our business. Gotta go. Gotta take my wife to a movie. Always movies.
Well,
let's get on out of here, son. I'm hungry.
You're hungry?
Yeah, I'm gonna get me some chop suey and some Hey, Dew.
Yeah?
I know I'm taking a chance, but I'll give you $8 for Xi Ching's telephone number.
Mm-hmm. No, sir.
Oh, why not?
All right. Well, argue about it later, gentlemen. Let's get something to eat.
Well, look, son, I can use it. All right.
Three for Adventure stars Jack Webb as Duke, Elliot Lewis as Mac, and Barton Yarborough as Jex. Heard also were High Aberback as Gypsy, Lillian Byers as Xi Ching, Sidney Miller as the taxi driver, Mr. James, and Jeanette Nolan as Roundhouse Rosie. Next week at the same time, we bring you the story of the Quadroon Princess and the Egyptian Tear Vase. 3-4 Adventure is produced and directed by David Friedkin. This is a Command Radio production.